From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Bees are disappearing. You might have heard that colony collapse disorder of European honeybees can nearly wipe out a hive. But native bees are also in trouble. We'll look at the plight of bumblebees in Michigan. There are several kinds of bumblebees in Michigan. A recent survey found during the last 20 years there were a dozen that were fairly common.
Of those 12 species, about half of them have declined and the other half are stable.
That's Thomas Wood. He's a postdoctoral research associate at Michigan State University. He recently completed a survey of bumblebees in the state. We found him at his lab at MSU.
So of the six that have declined, they've all declined by over 50%, and one of them has become extinct, which is the rusty patch bumblebee.
That is extinct from Michigan. There are still some rusty patched bumblebees, but so few that they are now on the federal endangered species list. Why are bumblebees disappearing?
It's a loss of flowers. Many of the bumblebees that are stable fly mainly in or earlier in the season, and so they're more on trees and shrubs. And then many of the bumblebees that have declined fly later in the season, and they're more in prairies, and they're more on herbs and forbs.
Prairie areas in Michigan have been disappearing. On top of that, a class of pesticides introduced about 25 years ago called neonicotinoids have been linked to declining bee populations.
They're acutely toxic to bees, and they're used in agriculture. Almost all the corn that's planted in Michigan and in the Midwest, more generally, is treated with these insecticides.
Those insecticides are just one factor. In western Michigan, Amy Irish Brown is with the MSU Extension Service and works closely with fruit tree growers. She stresses farming practices alone are not to blame for the declining bumblebee populations.
We've lost wooded areas as progress takes place, and it's not always just farming. It's housing and other things that destroy those types of landscapes, which are refuges for honeybees and bumblebees.
It's gotten to the point that farmers have to pay to bring in more bees, European honeybees. They actually rent hives during blossoming to pollinate crops.
Our recommendation used to be one hive per acre. Now we like to tell people two hives per acre if they can. So that tells me that we're kind of understanding that our native bees just aren't, they're not there enough to help us.
Some orchards buy bumblebees commercially to help. Bumblebees work harder. While honeybees don't like to go out on windy or rainy days, bumblebees just keep buzzing from blossom to blossom. There is a way to help bumblebees, all bees for that matter, and one expert in Grand Rapids says you can help.
My name is Rebecca Finneran, and I'm with Michigan State University Extension, and I am a senior horticulture educator.
And where are we?
We are in the MSU Extension Grand Ideas Garden, which is a demonstration garden that's open to the public 24/7.
Well, lead me to the bee patches. That's what I want to see.
Okay, let's go.
Finneran says whether you have a small backyard or just planting containers at your apartment, you can plant a variety of flowering annuals, perennials, and shrubs. Then watch to see which kinds attract the most bees.
I always recommend that people be observant. And so photograph the patch periodically throughout the season and start observing and learning what kind of bees you have, because really your bees are probably not my bees. We're going to be attracting and supporting many different kinds of bees in our gardens.
There are all kinds of recommended plants, and we'll link to them on the Michigan Radio website. Finneran also says she knows people are afraid of bees. She says wasps and hornets have given all stinging insects a bad reputation. She says unless you're actually allergic to bee stings, don't worry.
Bees are really there just for food. They're not there to sting you.
The pollinating that bees and other pollinators do is responsible for about a third of the food that ends up on your plate. Those hardworking bumblebees aren't just about flowers. They and other pollinators are essential to producing food. With the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.